Riders to the Sea by John Millington Synge. A play in one act. Scene: an island off the west of Ireland. Cottage kitchen with nets, oilskins, spinning wheel, some new boards standing by the wall, etc. Kathleen, a girl of about 20, finishes kneading a cake. She puts it down in the pot oven by the fire, then wipes her hands and begins to spin at the wheel. Nora, a young girl, puts her head in at the door.
Where is she?
She's lying down, God help her, and maybe sleeping if she's able.
Nora comes in softly and takes a bundle from under her shawl.
What is it you have?
The young priest is after bringing them. It's a shirt and a plain stocking were got off a drowned man in Donegal. What to find out if it's Michael's they are? Sometime herself will be down looking by the sea.
How would they be Michael's, Nora? How would he go the length of that way to the far north?
The young priest says he's known the like of it. If it's Michael's they are, says he, you can tell herself he's got a clean burial by the grace of God. And if they're not his, let no man say a word about them, for she'll be getting her death, says he, with crying and lamenting.
Did you ask him would he stop Bartley going this day with the horses to the Galway fair?
I won't stop him, says he. But let you not be afraid. Herself does be praying half through the night. And the Almighty God won't leave her destitute, says he, with no son living.
Is the sea bad by the White Rocks, Nora?
Middling bad, God help us. There's a great roaring in the west, and it's worse it'll be getting when the tide turns to the wind.
She goes over to the table with the bundle.
Shall I open it now?
No, maybe she'd wake up on us and come in before we be done. It's a long time we'll be and the two of us crying.
She's moving about in the bed. She'll be coming in a minute.
Give me the ladder and I'll put them up in the turf loft, the way she won't know of them at all. And maybe when the tide turns she'll be going down to see would he be floating in from the east.
They put the ladder against the gable of the chimney. Kathleen goes up a few steps and hides the bundle in the turf loft. Moira comes from the inner room.
Isn't it turf enough you have for this day and evening?
There's a cake baking by the fire for a short space, and Bartley will want it when the tide turns and he goes to Connemara.
Nora picks up the turf and puts it round the pot oven. Moira sits down on a stool at the fire.
He won't go this day with the wind rising from the south and the west. He won't go this day, for the young priest will stop him surely.
He'll not stop him, mother. And I heard Eamon Simon and Stephen Feety and Colum Sean saying he would go.
Where is he itself?
He went down to see would there be another boat sailing in a week, and I'm thinking it won't be long till he's here now, for the tide's turning at the Green Head and the hooker's tacking from the east. Shh, I hear someone passing the big stones. He's coming now, and he in a hurry.
Bartley comes in and looks around the room.
Where is the bit of new rope, Kathleen? Was bought in Connemara.
Give it to him, Nora. It's on a nail by the white boards. I hung it up this morning for the pig with the black feet was eating it.
Is that it, Bartley?
You do right to leave that rope, Bartley, hanging by the boards. It will be wanting in this place, I'm telling you. If Michael is washed up tomorrow morning, or the next morning, or any morning in the week, for it's a deep grave we'll make him by the grace of God.
I've no halter the way I can ride down on the mare, and I must go now quickly. This is the one boat going for 2 weeks or beyond it, and the fare will be a good fare for horses, I heard them saying below.
It's a hard thing they'll be saying below if the body is washed up and there no man in to make the coffin, and I after giving a big price for the finest white board you'd find in Connemara.
How would it be washed up? And we after looking each day for 9 days and a strong wind blowing a while back from the west and south.
If it isn't found itself. That wind is rising the sea, and there was a star up against the moon, and it rising in the night. If it was 100 horses, or 1,000 horses you had itself, what is the price of 1,000 horses against the sun, where there is one sun only?
Kathleen, let you go down each day and see the sheep aren't jumping in on the rye, and if the jobber comes, you can sell the pig with the black feet, if there's a good price going.
How would the likes of Kathleen get a good price for a pig?
And Kathleen, if the west wind holds with the last bit of the moon, let you and Nora get up the weed enough for another cock for the kelp. It's hard set we'll be from this day with no one in it but one man working.
It's hard set we'll be, surely. the day you're drowned with the rest. What way will I live with the girls with me, and I an old woman looking for the grave?
Bartley lays down the halter, takes off his old coat, and puts on a newer one of the same flannel.
Is the boat coming to the pier?
She's passing the Green Head, and letting fall her sails.
I'll have half an hour to go down, and you'll see me coming again in 2 days, or in 3 days, or maybe four if the wind is bad.
Isn't it a hard and cruel man won't hear the words from an old woman, and she holding him from the sea? It's the life of a young man to be going to the sea, and who would listen to an old woman with one thing, and she's saying it over?
I must go now, quickly. I'll ride down on the red mare, and the grey pony'll run behind me. The blessings of God on you.
He goes out.
He's gone now. God spare us. And we'll not see him again. He's gone now, and when the black night is falling, I'll have no son left in this world. Why wouldn't you give him your blessing, and he looking round the door? Isn't it sorrow enough is on everyone in this house without your sending him out with an unlucky word behind him and a hard word in his ear?
Moira takes up the tongs and begins raking the fire aimlessly without looking around.
You're taking the turf away from the cake. The Son of God forgive us, Nora, we're after forgetting about the bit of bread. And it's destroyed, he'll be going till dark night, and he after eating nothing since the sun went up. It's destroyed, he'll be surely. There is no sense left on any person in a house where an old woman will be talking forever.
Myra sways herself on her stool. Kathleen cuts off some of the bread and rolls it in a cloth, then gives it to Myra.
Let you go down now to the spring well and give him this and he passing. You'll see him then, and the dark word will be broken, and you can say God speed you, the way he'll be easy in his mind.
Will I be in it as soon as himself? If you go now quickly. It's hard set I am to walk.
Give her the stick, Nora, or maybe she'll slip on the big stones.
What stick?
The stick Michael brought from Connemara.
In the big world, the old people do be leaving things after them for their sons and children. But in this place, it is the young men do be leaving things behind them for them that do be old.
She goes out slowly. Nora goes over to the ladder.
Wait, Nora. Maybe she'll turn back quickly. She's that sorry, God help her. You wouldn't know what the things she do.
Is she gone round the bush?
She's gone now. Throw it down quickly, for the Lord knows when she'll be out of it again.
Nora gets the bundle from the loft.
The young priest said he'd be passing tomorrow, and we might go down and speak to him below if it's Michael's they are.
Kathleen takes the bundle.
Did he say what way they were found?
There were two men, said he, and they rowing round with Putsheen before the cock crowed, and the oar of one of them caught the body, and they passing the black cliffs of the north.
Kathleen tries to open the bundle.
Give me the knife, Nora. The string's perished with the salt water, and there's a black knot in it you wouldn't loosen in a week.
I heard tell it's a long way to Donegal.
It is, surely. There was a man in here a while ago, the man who sold us that knife, and he said if you set off walking from the rocks beyond, it would be 7 days you'd be in Donegal.
And what time would a man take any floating?
Kathleen opens the bundle and takes out a bit of a shirt and a stocking. They look at them eagerly.
The Lord spare us, Nora. Isn't it a queer, hard thing to say if it's his they are, surely?
I'll get his shirt off the hook, the way we can put one flannel on the other.
She looks through some clothes hanging in the corner.
It's not with them, Kathleen. And where will it be?
I'm thinking Bartley put it on him in the morning, for his own shirt was heavy with salt in it. There, there's a bit of his sleeve was of the same stuff. Give me that and it will do.
Nora brings it to her and they compare the flannel.
It's the same stuff, Nora. But if it is itself, aren't there great rolls of it in the shops of Galway? And isn't it many another man may have a shirt of it as well as Michael himself?
Nora takes up the stocking and counts the stitches.
It's Michael's, Kathleen. It's Michael's God spare his soul, and what would herself say when she hears the story, and Bartley on the sea? It's a plain stocking. It's the second one of the third pair I knitted, and I put up 60 stitches, and I dropped 4 of them.
Kathleen counts the stitches.
It's that number, isn't it?
Nora, isn't it a bitter thing to think of him floating that way to the far north, and no one to keen him but the black hags that do be flying on the sea?
And isn't it a pitiful thing, when there is nothing left of a man who was a great rower and fisher, but a bit of an old shirt and a plain stocking?
Tell me, is herself coming, Nora? I hear a little sound in the path.
She is, Kathleen. She's coming up to the door.
Put these things away before she'll come in. Maybe it's easier she'll be after giving her blessing to Bartley. And we won't let on we've heard anything the time he's on the sea.
We'll put them here in the corner. Will she see it was crying I was?
Keep your back to the door. The way the light'll not be on you.
Nora sits down at the chimney corner with her back to the door. Myra comes in very slowly, without looking at the girls, and goes over to her stool at the other end of the fire. The cloth with the bread is still in her hand. The girls look at each other, and Nora points to the bundle of bread. Kathleen spins for a moment.
You didn't give him the bit of bread?
Myra begins to keen softly, without turning around.
Did you see him riding down?
Myra goes on keening.
God forgive you! Isn't it a better thing to raise your voice and tell what you've seen than to be making lamentation for a thing that's done? Did you see Bartley, I'm asking you?
My heart's broken this day.
Did you see Bartley?
I seen the fearfulest thing.
Kathleen leaves her wheel and looks out.
God forgive you! He's riding the mare now over the green head and the grey pony behind him.
Myra starts so that her shawl falls back from her head and shows her white tossed hair.
The grey pony behind him.
What is it ails you at all?
I've seen the fearfulest thing any person has seen since the day Bride Dara seen the dead man with the child in his arms.
Kathleen and Nora crouch down in front of the old woman at the fire.
Tell us what it is you've seen.
I went down to the spring well, and I stood there saying a prayer to myself. Then Bartley came along, and he riding on the red mare with the grey pony behind him.
She puts up her hands as if to hide something from her eyes.
The Son of God spare us, Nora!
What is it you've seen?
I seen Michael himself.
You did not, Mother. It wasn't Michael you seen, for his body is after being found in the far north, and he's got a clean burial by the grace of God. I'm after seeing him this day, and he riding and galloping. Bartley came first on the red mare, and I tried to say, God speed you. But something choked the words in my throat. He went by quickly, and the blessing of God in you, says he. And I could say nothing. I looked up then, and I crying at the grey pony. And there was Michael upon it, with fine clothes on him and new shoes on his feet.
It's destroyed we are from this day. It's destroyed, surely.
Didn't the young priest say the Almighty God wouldn't leave her destitute with no son living?
It's little the like of him knows of the sea. Bartley will be lost now. And let you call in Eamon and make me a good coffin out of the white boards, for I won't live long after them. I've had a husband and a husband's father and 6 sons in this house. 6 fine men. Oh, it was a hard birth I had with every one of them, and they coming into the world. And some of them were found, and some of them were not found. But they're gone now, the lot of them.
there were Stephen and Sean were lost in the great wind, and found after in the Bay of Gregory of the Golden Mouth, and carried up the two of them on the one plank, and in by that door.
She pauses for a moment. The girls start as if they've heard something.
Did you hear that, Kathleen? Did you hear a noise in the northeast? There's someone after crying out by the seashore.
Moira continues without hearing anything.
There was Seamus and his father, and his own father again, were lost in a dark night, and not a stick or sign was seen of them when the sun went up. There was Patch after, was drowned out of a curragh that turned over. I was sitting here with Bartley, and he a baby, lying on my two knees, and I seen two women, and three women, and four women coming in, and they crossing themselves, and not saying a word. I looked out then, and there were men coming after them, and they holding a thing in half of a red sail, and water dripping out of it. It was a dry day, Nora, and leaving a track of water to the door.
She pauses again, with her hand stretched out towards the door. It opens softly, and old women begin to come in, crossing themselves on the threshold and kneeling down with red petticoats over their heads.
Is it Patch, or Michael, or what is it at all?
Michael's after being found in the far north, Mother. And when he is found there, how could he be here in this place? There does be a power of young men floating round in the sea. And what way would they know if it was Michael they had, or another man like him? For when a man is 9 days in the sea and the wind blowing, it's hard said his own mother would be able to say what man it was.
It's Michael, God spare him, for they're after sending us a bit of his clothes from the far north.
She reaches out and hands Moira the clothes that belong to Michael. Moira stands up slowly and takes them in her hands. Nora looks out.
They're carrying a thing among them, and there's water dripping out of it and leaving a track by the big stones.
Kathleen whispers to the women.
Is it Bartley it is? It is surely. God rest his soul.
Two younger women come in and pull out the table. Then men carry in the body of Bartley, laid on a plank with a bit of sail over it, and lay it on the table.
What way was he drowned? The grey pony knocked him over into the sea, and he was washed out where there is a great surf on the white rocks.
Moira has gone over and knelt down at the head of the table. The women are keening softly and swaying themselves with a slow movement. Kathleen and Nora kneel at the other end of the table. The men kneel near the door. Moira raises her head and speaks as if she did not see the people around her.
They're all gone now, and there isn't anything more the sea can do to me. I'll have no call now to be up crying and praying when the wind breaks from the south, and you can hear the surf is in the east and the surf is in the west, making a great stir with the two noises, and they hitting one on the other. I'll have no call now to be going down and getting holy water in the dark nights after sowing. And I won't care what way the sea is when the other women will be keening. Give me the holy water, Nora. There's a small sup still on the dresser.
Nora gives it to her. Moira drops Michael's clothes across Bartley's feet and sprinkles the holy water over him.
It isn't that I haven't prayed for you, Bartley, to the Almighty God. It isn't that I haven't said prayers in the dark night till you wouldn't know what I'd be saying. But it's a great rest I'll have now, and it's time, surely. It's a great rest I'll have now and great sleeping in the long nights after sowing. If it's only a bit of wet flour we do have to eat, and maybe a fish that would be stinking.
She kneels down again, crosses herself, and says prayers under her breath. Kathleen speaks to an old man.
Maybe yourself and Eamon would make a coffin when the sun rises. We have fine white boars herself bought. God help her.
thinking Michael would be found, and I have a new cake you can eat while you'll be working.
Are there nails with them?
There are not, Colm. We didn't think of the nails.
It's a great wonder she wouldn't think of the nails and all the coffins she's seen made already.
It's getting old she is, and broken.
Myra stands up again very slowly and spreads out the pieces of Michael's clothes beside the body, sprinkling them with the last of the holy water.
She's quiet now and easy. But the day Michael was drowned, you could hear her crying out from this to the spring well. It's fonder she was of Michael. And would anyone have thought that? An old woman will be soon tired with anything she will do. And isn't it 9 days herself is after crying and keening and making great sorrow in the house?
Myra puts the empty cup mouth downwards on the table and lays her hands together on Bartley's feet.
They're all together this time. And the end is come. May the Almighty God have mercy on Bartley's soul, and on Michael's soul, and on the souls of Seamus and Patch and Stephen and Sean. And may he have mercy on my soul, Nora, and on the souls of everyone is left living in the world.
She pauses, and the keen rises a little more loudly from the women, then sinks away.
Michael had a clean burial in the far north by the grace of the Almighty God. Bartley will have a fine coffin out of the white boards, and a deep grave surely. What more can we want than that? No man at all can be living forever, and we must be satisfied.
She kneels down again, and the curtain falls slowly.